Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het Mishnah He. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about the punishment of the Ben Tzorer Moreh, why we treat him so severely, much more than a normal case of somebody who steals. Mishnah says, Ben Tzorer Moreh Nidon Al Shem Sofo. The Ben Tzorer Moreh is judged on what he's going to do in the future, later on in life. The fact that he's right now, at this young age, stealing, he is involved in very physical activities, drinking wine, eating meat. He is going down a path that he's probably going to steal badly from people and then eventually murder. So therefore, the Torah says, Yamut Zakai ve'al Yamut Hayav. Let him die now when he's innocent and not let him die later when he's guilty of committing murder or all of these very bad different crimes that he may do. We're talking about somebody who was warned. He repeated it over and over again. He eventually was punished with Malkut. He was given lashes. He stole again from his father. And eventually his father's money is going to run out. He's not going to be able to steal anymore. He'll steal from other people. And then he may have an encounter with somebody who's trying to stop him. And he's going to kill them because he's so addicted to his vice of the meat and wine. So therefore we say, let him die now before he has that negative impact on the world of theft and murder, and he'll be innocent, and that'll be the end of the situation. When a wicked person dies, it's beneficial to them because they're not going to make any more averot, any more sins, and it's also beneficial to the world because they're not going to have the ability to hurt other people. So when these resha'im are gone, it is a good thing. When a sadiq, a righteous person, dies, it's bad for them because they were accumulating a tremendous amount of mitzvot through learning, through actual doing mitzvot. And it's bad for the world because the sadiqim protect their generation, and they also are the leaders of the generation, giving musar and giving hadracha, guidance to people on how to live their life. The Mishnah continues to talk about things that are good for the wicked and bad for the righteous. Yayin veshena lareshaim hana'a lahen vehana'a la'olam. Wine and sleeping, which sleep comes from wine, are of wicked people, are considered to be beneficial to them and also beneficial to the world. They enjoy it, and it's also beneficial to the world because when they're drunk or when they're sleeping, they're sort of out of it. They don't have the ability to have that negative effect or to hurt other people. But wine and sleep for the saddikim, for the righteous, are bad for them and bad for the world. They can't involve themselves in Talmud Torah when they're drunk or when they're sleeping. And also, because of that, the world doesn't have the effect of the Torah learning that they have. The world runs by Torah. So if there's no Torah learning from these tzaddikim, it affects the world in a negative sense. We're talking here about a type of sleep that is not a normal type of sleep. We're talking about a sleep where somebody gets very drunk and they sort of pass out for a long time. But normal type of sleep would be good and normal. Pizur l'resha'im, hana'a lahen v'hana'a la'olam. If the wicked people are scattered all over the place, it's beneficial for them and also for the world. Because when these people are not together, when they're separate, they can't plan and plot all their crimes. And they couldn't help each other commit crimes. So they're not sinning, or they're sinning a little bit less. And also the world is not having the effect of them all being joined together and committing these crimes as one. But if the saddikim are scattered all over the place, it's bad for them and also bad for the world. When they're not together, when saddikim are not joined as one, they can't help each other, they can't study Torah together, and it limits the good that they could do, and therefore it's also bad for the world. Kinus l'resha'im, ra lahen v'ra la'olam. The opposite is true as well. The gathering of the wicked people is bad for them and bad for the world because they're going to do more bad and therefore they're going to have more averot. And it's bad for the world because the effect that they have on the world is also going to be worse. Vela saddikim hana'a lahen v'hana'a la'olam. But the gathering of the saddikim together is beneficial for them and beneficial to the world. Sheket l'resha'im ra lahen v'ra la'olam. If quiet, peace, and serenity is bad for the wicked people and bad for the world, because they can use the opportunity to do averot and to harm others when there's nothing distracting, there's nothing occupying people, like peace, where it's in just everyone's calm, then the resha'im are going to take advantage of that opportunity and they're going to do sin and harm other people. But peace and serenity for the tzaddikim is beneficial to them and also beneficial to the world, because they can use the time right. They can study Torah and they're going to do mitzvot.